Welcome to RingCentral Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The catcher, Adley Rutschman. Batting second. The shortstop, Gunnar Henderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Anthony Santander. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Ryan Mountcastle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ryan O'Hearn. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Cedric Mullins. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Austin Hayes. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Adam Frazier. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jordan Westberg. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Kyle Gibson. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Lawrence Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Zach Geloff. Batting third. The designated hitter, Brent Rooker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Seth Brown. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jordan Diaz. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tyler Soderstrom. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tony Kemp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Shay Langeliers. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Nick Allen. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Francisco Perez. And now, play ball. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rutschman hits a line drive towards right. Brown is there to make the catch. One out. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Henderson hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Anthony Santander batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Santander hits a ball towards the mound. Perez can't make the play in time. Santander gets a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mountcastle hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Henderson scores. Santander moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Ryan O'Hearn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. O'Hearn strikes out swinging. Two outs. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Mullins is safe at second with a double. Santander scores. Mountcastle scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Austin Hayes batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hayes hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Hayes is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Butler is called out on strikes. One out. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Geloff hits a fly ball towards left. Hayes makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker hits a ball towards third. Westberg can't make the play in time. Rooker gets a base hit. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Brown is safe at second with a double. Rooker scores. It's 3-1 Orioles. Jordan Diaz is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Diaz hits a ground ball towards first. O'Hearn fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Medina replaces Francisco P. Adam Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. One out. Jordan Westberg is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Westberg strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rutschman is 0-1 in the game. Rutschman hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Rutschman moves to second. Gunnar Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Henderson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. Rutschman scores. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Santander is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Santander hits a pop-up towards third. Diaz makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Soderstrom hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kemp hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Kemp is safe at second with a double. Soderstrom scores. It's 5-2 Orioles. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Langeliers hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Langeliers is out. 1 out. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Allen hits a fly ball towards right. Santander is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Butler is 0-1 in the game. Butler hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Kemp moves to third. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Geloff is 0-1 in the game. Geloff strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Mountcastle is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mountcastle hits a fly ball towards right. Brown is there to make the catch. 1 out. Ryan O'Hearn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. O'Hearn is 0-1 in the game. O'Hearn hits a fly ball towards left. Kemp makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mullins is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mullins hits a pop-up beyond second. Geloff gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rooker is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Rooker hits a fly ball into right center field. That will be extra bases. Rooker is safe at second with a double. Seth Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brown is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive towards first. O'Hearn makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jordan Diaz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Diaz is 0-1 in the game. Diaz strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Soderstrom is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Soderstrom hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Soderstrom is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Austin Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Hayes is safe at second with a double. Adam Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Frazier is 0 for 1 in the game. Frazier hits a ground ball towards first. Soderstrom has it, but then juggles the ball. Frazier reaches on the error. Hayes moves to third. Frazier is on first. Jordan Westbug is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Westbug is 0 for 1 in the game. Westbug hits a fly ball towards right. Brown is there to make the catch. Hayes scores. That's a sacrifice fly. One out. It's 6-2, Orioles. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rutschman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rutschman hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Frazier moves to third. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Frazier scores. Rutschman moves to third. It's 7-2, Orioles. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santander hits a fly ball towards left. Kemp makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mountcastle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mountcastle hits a fly ball towards right. Brown is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Kemp is out. 1 out. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Langeliers is 0 for 1 in the game. Langeliers hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Langeliers is out. 2 outs. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Kyle Muller replaces Luis Medina as pitcher. Ryan O'Hearn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. O'Hearn is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Hearn hits a fly ball, base hit into left field. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mullins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mullins is called out on strikes. 1 out. Austin Hayes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. There goes O'Hearn, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Hayes is called out on strikes. O'Hearn moves to second. 2 outs. Adam Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Frazier is 0 for 2 in the game. Frazier hits a ground ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Frazier is safe at second with a double. O'Hearn scores. It's 8-2, Orioles. Jordan Westbug is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Westbug is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Westbug hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Frazier scores. It's 9-2, Orioles. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rutschman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rutschman hits a double. Westbug moves to third. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Henderson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Henderson strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jordan Westbig moves from third baseman to second baseman. Ram Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Geloff is 0-for-2 in the game. Geloff hits a ground ball towards short. Henderson throws to second to get Butler. Geloff is on first. One out. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rooker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rooker hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Rooker is safe at second with a double. Geloff scores. It's 9-3 Orioles. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Rooker scores. It's 9-4, Orioles. Jordan Diaz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Diaz is 0-for-2 in the game. Diaz strikes out swinging. Two outs. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Soderstrom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soderstrom strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Ramon Urias is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Urias hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Mountcastle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mountcastle hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ryan O'Hearn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. O'Hearn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Hearn hits a ground ball into right field. That ball is in the gap. O'Hearn rounds second base and makes it to third with a triple. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mullins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mullins hits a fly ball towards right. Brown is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bauman replaces Kyle Gibson as pitcher. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Langeliers is 0-for-2 in the game. Langeliers strikes out swinging. One out. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Kemp moves to second. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Butler hits a fly ball towards left. Hayes makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Geloff is 0-for-3 in the game. That is ball four. Geloff is on with a walk. Kemp moves to third. Allen moves to second. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rooker is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Rooker hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. Rushman makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Austin Hayes batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Hayes is out. One out. Adam Frazier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Frazier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Frazier hits a pop-up towards first. Soderstrom makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jordan Westbug is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Westbug is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Westbug hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Westbug is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Cyanal P. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. One out. Jordan Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0 for 3 in the game. Diaz strikes out swinging. Two outs. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Soderstrom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Soderstrom strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rutschman is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. That is ball 4. Rutschman is on with a walk. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Soderstrom makes the catch for the out. One out. Taylor Scott replaces Kyle Muller as pitcher. Ramon Urias is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Urias is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Urias hits a fly ball towards left. Kemp makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mountcastle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mountcastle hits a fly ball towards right. Brown is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jacob Webb replaces Cyanal P. Asturi Ruiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. One out. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Langeliers is 0 for 3 in the game. Langeliers hits a fly ball towards left. Hayes makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball towards center. Mullins makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Asturi Ruiz moves from pinch hitter to left fielder. Ryan O'Hearn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Hearn is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. O'Hearn strikes out swinging. One out. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mullins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mullins hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Scott covering, and Mullins is out. Two outs. Austin Hayes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ground ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Hayes is safe at second with a double. Adam Frazier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Frazier hits a pop-up beyond short. Allen gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Yenny Urquino replaces Jacob Webb as pitcher. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Butler strikes out swinging. 1 out. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Geloff is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Geloff hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rooker is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Rooker strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a fly ball towards center. Mullins makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Ring Central Coliseum in Oakland.